Hello, beautiful people, and happy Wednesday. I had to like triple check that it was the 7th of June because it feels like we only just entered the year. And then it feels like June 1st was 2 days ago. And we're already into a week of one of the shortest months of the year. So, yeah, let's just all try and get our heads around this shit, right? Like, it's like, holy hell. Time is accelerating, time is an illusion, and things are speeding up, and nothing's slowing down. I mean, of course, we can slow time down ourselves by being very present, and by the integration and embodiment and the digestion and the metabolism of enjoying our lives. Of course, darlings, I get that. I just had to have this little moment. I'm like, is it the seventh? What do you mean we're a week into June already? Like it feels like 2 days ago it was like, oh, June the 1st is here. We're like literally, halfway through the year. How did that happen? I hope that this finds you all wonderful on this Wednesday, day of Mercury, day of communication. And I can tell you that's what my entire day has consisted of. I've seen a beautiful couple today, both separately for astrology reads. That was really great being able to read both of their charts in the same day because I'm just like invested and enmeshed in the energy of both of them. So it was really cool, especially considering they're only a month apart in birthday and year. So it's very fascinating to see the similarities because, of course, most of the planets, especially outer planets, are in the same position. And yeah, just it was a real special treat today. Plus, I've been having beautiful, beautiful talks to some beautiful soul sister medicine women as well. One who, oh, I don't know if she's still in the Amazon at the moment, but we talk at an astrologer friend and another beautiful medicine woman who makes all of my medicina. And I got delivered some beautiful things, of course, the day of delivery. Mercury is the messenger, darling. So, I like to come on here and deliver the messages. Hello, Mercury and Gemini natives. I see you, I feel you, we are the same, we are one. And in saying that, I did get some beautiful deliveries. I got some very sacred talismans, one from an incredible pyramid, the biggest pyramid, that big pyramid over in Mexico, and some beautiful heart alchemy that I'm going to be taking as I do a 40-day sadhana, with a beautiful astrologer friend, as the Venus retrograde happens. So it's the 40 days and 40 nights, and I'm doing the sadhana or the sadhana, where I'm devoting those 40 days to the retrograde, and that will be on the back end of coming out of the Venus gates that I've been studying with another beautiful astrologer friend. I mean, it's all Venus stuff, darlings. And saying that, are we all just celebrating Venus moving into Leo? If you have native, if you're a native with Venus in Leo, happy, happy Venus return. This is a big Venus return for you, especially if your Venus is between 12 and 28 degrees of Leo. So, because you will be getting a threefold Venus return, because Venus is going to be spending this extraordinarily long time. She is journeying a longer journey because of her upcoming retrograde. So, this is very exciting. Venus in Leo is just, so full of pleasure and love and heart. And I just think that, a real part of this archetype is sort of, really opening the heart, really expanding from the heart. There's a real sense of generosity here and gregariousness and flirting with life, like just flirting with life. It's the grandness, it's the queen. Venus in Leo is the queen, darlings. And I shared a picture of Elizabeth Taylor, who has her natal Venus in Leo. And if you know any native Venus in Leo people, you know that there's just this very extravagant side, this bougie, luxy side to them. And my eldest daughter has Venus in Leo, so happy Venus return to you, my honey. She is just about to jet set off to Europe for 3 months next week, with her boyfriend, which I am so excited to drive them to the airport next week and give them big hugs and excited for their journey. That's where she'll be spending her Venus return. Well, a big chunk, well, some of it anyway, traveling Europe and Italy and Turkey and doing all the things, as a glorious, glorious young Leonian woman. She also has Mercury and her son in Leo. So yeah, it just feels like such a generous time. Like it just feels really, and I think with Jupiter, who has moved into Taurus, I was just saying this to my astrologer friend today, like the blessings. Are you finding that you are getting gifts? I've been given gifts. You know, my heart is just so open. I'm giving, I'm having things posted to me for free. I'm, you know, moving into, it's just such a generous time. And Venus in Leo is that as well. So Jupiter in Taurus, Venus in Leo, and you know they're going to make a little tense square on the 11th, actually. So coming up this week, because I pretty much, you know, drop these on the Wednesday. So from the 7th to the 14th, the 11th is a day to watch loves. But you know, for me, Venus square Jupiter, it's just like, you know, it's not a friggin' square, it's two benefics. I mean, God, you might spend a little bit too much money, or you might be a bit too extravagant, or love hard, or you know, make a bit of a mountain out of a molehill. But oh my goodness, you know, Jupiter is in Venus, you know, in Taurus, Venus's sign. So you know, Venus is moved into Leo, and Jupiter is looking to Venus because Jupiter is in Taurus, right? So we've got this beautiful, yes, it's a square energy, but again, it's very extravagant, you know, just like Jupiter in Taurus. It's quite a double blessing that we're getting, I must say, despite them both being in fixed signs and both having that little bit of an edge towards one another. There's something that's very generous and abundant at the moment, and I just hope that you're sort of soaking that in. And whether it's just simply reminding yourself to thank your partner for taking the rubbish out or washing up or, you know, making that extra cup of tea. I mean, that's a very normal way that me and my husband have lived for 20 years. We're a team. You know, thank you gets said all the time in our home, and hopefully for you too in your relationship. But if not, this can be an extra time to make that happen. You know, if you feel unappreciated, are you appreciating? You know, I think that that's a big thing too. If you feel that people aren't grateful for you, are you grateful for them? But not coming from that space of martyrdom, not coming from that space of I did this for you, and why can't you reward me or acknowledge me? You know, remember the shadow. The shadow of Leo is the arrogance, the praise me, approve of me, recognize me. And as I always say with the Leo archetype, a lion does not need to go around and tell everyone it's a lion. It's just like, it don't need to tell you, bitch. You know, it just is, right? Because it holds that space, and Leo, in its fullest expression, she holds that energy. So, are you being grateful? You know, are you acknowledging the blessings that are around you? Are you being generous from a space of love? Are you appreciating your life? Or are you needing recognition, rewards? And again, if you are feeling the shadow side, you know, because you're feeling a little bit hard done by, or you're feeling a little bit low, you know, this Venus retrograde is going to sort of really help you to reassess where that's coming from. Maybe you don't appreciate yourself, and like I said, you know, I, you know, do a lot of stuff with relationships, being in a relationship for over 20 years. And again, I have said this a million times, and I am going to get my bloody husband on. And every time I want to get him on, I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Like, what can we make it about? You know, and he wants to come on, and I want him to come on. And so it's just a matter of like, let's just get on, and maybe we just need to riff about some stuff. So, relationships are really, you know, a prime importance to me, in my work and what I love to sort of share and teach. And I see a lot of women feeling underappreciated. And but they also don't appreciate their husbands. You know, they don't appreciate if they do anything, and maybe their husband is a baby, a big, huge baby, and who doesn't know how to do anything? So they're just, you know, they're carrying the load, they're carrying all the weight. So when Venus retrogrades, only every 18 months, she's one of the rarer retrogrades. So Mars is the rarest retrograde, and then Venus is a very special retrograde though, because she retrogrades in the same five signs. We have the Venus star points, and we, you know, that shifted for us this year. We had a, or last year, wasn't it? We had a different Venus star point, which was out of what she usually does, which was quite significant. So, but she will always retrograde every 8 years in the same sign. So you can go back 8 years ago. What was happening in your relationships? What was happening with your money? What was happening in your value system? Find that Leo house, because every 8 years, Venus comes back nearly at the exact degree, and she does her retrograde trip. So when Venus is retrograde, we are reevaluating and reassessing, our sense of worth and our sense of values. Do your values align with you anymore? Do they align with your partner? Are you and your partner on the same page? Like, that's a big thing. Do you both have the same values? I think that values are a pretty critical piece of the glue that holds relationships together. Are you both aligned? Now, that doesn't mean appeasing, being the same, agreeable, submissive, constantly compromising. It just means your inner value systems. When they're the same and on the same page, it's much easier then to, live your future together. And so ultimately, Venus will do her retrograde every 18 months to get you in alignment with your own sense of self-worth, your boundaries. Again, it's a bit of a finance tap. It's just like, hello, how are you going with your finances? It's a complete time of relationship renewal. But the Venus one, well, because that's what we're just about to go into. Check out that Venus house, because that Venus house is getting a full glow up, shine up, lit up. It is lit as fuck, because Lilith has been moving through Leo since January of this year. And Mars is also in Leo at the moment, and now Venus is in Leo. And it's going to look like Venus is chasing Mars, but she doesn't quite get him, because she actually gets slower and slower towards the end of July, and then she stations retrograde 23rd of July. So, she's also stationing retrograde and doing a portion of this retrograde in the special liquid crystal City 11 portal as well, where the Mayan day out of time is, where there's five particular crystals that are only activated once a year, and that is through that latter part of July. I will always come on and share those five crystals and chat all about those. Usually I do that on Instagram as well, pretty much daily, just to prep everyone, but I will be, doing a big rundown of all of that in July as well. So it's a pretty special retrograde. Plus, she's activating Regulus, so there's this regality to this. Regulus is the fixed star of the royalty, generosity. It's the little lion, but it's a very regal energy. So, she's edging right up to, to Regulus as well. And it's a big retrograde, so you can go back and look at your Leo house. And sort of go back 8 years ago, what was going on? And then you can go back 8 years ago from then. Just remember that she retrogrades in these signs every 8 years. And so it's pretty special. So her retrogrades are pretty special, but they're that little bit rare. So ultimately, if you are a heavy Venusian, so these are the shout outs to the people who will want to watch Venus retrograde, more so. A, we all do. Because you just want to find that Leo house, 12 degrees of Leo to 26 degrees of Leo. That is where she's going to retrograde. Or it might be 28. I think it's 26. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 26. I don't even have any like notes on me about this, but yeah, it's 26 or 28. I'm pretty sure it's 26, I thought, because it was conjunct Regulus. Anyway, I've done a lot of talking today because Mercury Day. There it is. So check out that house that holds that energy for Leo. Yeah. Now, if you are a Venus ruled chart, which means Libra or Taurus is your rising sign, if you have a Libra or a Taurus sun or moon, Venus retrograde is a pretty big deal. But of course, if you've got, lots of planets that are Venus ruled, this is a big deal. Venus retrogrades tend to be pretty dramatic. Especially Venus in Leo, darlings. I mean, all of the drama that might come out, like, who knows, all of the Hollywood drama and all of the, the mainstream things that get shared while Venus is retrograde, the breakups, the makeups, the fake ups, lots of fake ups, but like, it's dramatic, darling. It's dramatic. But it's also fun, I think that that's what I love about Venus in Leo, is the fun, the playfulness, channeling that inner lion, channeling that inner pussycat, Can you have fun? Can you be playful? So ultimately, yes, Venus retrograde really hits, me hard, because I've got two stelliums in Libra, a Libra stellium and a Taurus stellium. But ultimately, we just want to know where that Leo chart, that Leo part of our chart is, right? I'm a bit rambly today, I must admit. I have had a coffee, so I'm just gonna have a little sippy of water. Yeah, so I'm gonna just like tie this all up in a neat little bow with what I want to talk about today. So ultimately, this Venus retrograde is one of the, biggest signatures of the year. She is really special because we see her as an evening star at the moment. And then when she goes retrograde, she is literally invisible. We cannot see her in the sky anymore, which means that whilst Venus is retrograde, something is hidden from us. If astronomically we can't see her, it also means energetically something is hidden from us. So you've got to pay attention to what is, oh, excuse me, going on between in her retrograde, which starts on the 23rd of July and goes until early September. Because something will be hidden and something will be revealed later. So ultimately, it is her 40 day and 40 night journey in the underworld where she goes from either the morning star to the evening star or the evening star to the morning star. And we are in the, the morning star, part of this. She's been our evening star. Now she's going to go into the underworld, and here she pops up as the morning star, after this journey. So it's, it's her relationship to the sun is extremely special, and that's why you will always find that you possibly have your Venus in the same sign as your sun. But if she's not in the same sign of your as your sun, she'll either be in the sign before or the sign after, because she's never more than 48 degrees away from the sun. So she reaches her most furthest elongation from the sun, then she will retrograde back, and then she will hit the sun in her inferior conjunction, and then she keeps retrograding back, and then she stations direct, and then she comes back again, and that's when she'll hit the sun again in her superior conjunction, and she will start the cycle again. Yeah, I'm not going to go too much into the, the nuts and bolts of it, but she astronomically is quite remarkable. So the tip is that when she's retrograde, and of course I'm going to be banging on, there's still weeks before she actually retrogrades, but just prepping you that, she's retrograding in that Leo house. Lilith is already there, Mars is there. There's a big Leo party going on. It's a time to roar. It's a time to, open the heart even wider. And but just to prep, just to remind you that when she is in the underworld dancing with Hades, this is a time to be aware of what's happening in that retrograde, because it can be things around finances, it can be things around relationships, it can be things around your values. It's a big time of reassessing everything, where you give too much, where you don't give enough, where you take on too much, or where this is the thing. We're looking at Venus's desires and love and connection and pleasure. Maybe you maybe you deny yourself of pleasure. And I think that with Venus in Leo, this is the permission. I am giving you permission, darlings, to have the pleasure, to have the fun. And now look, until the 19th, which is not that far away, she's sort of scot-free. She's sort of like happy, she's moving forward, all the good things are happening. And then she goes into her shadow on the 19th of June. So from the 19th of June through to the 23rd of July, she is in her shadow. So they will be the degrees that she retrogrades back over and then again. So it's that the, there's the initial first hit, which is from the 19th to the 23rd, and then she retrogrades back over them from the 23rd back to the, I think it's the 4th of the 9th, and then she stations direct and she hits them back again. So if you've got any planets in, in those fixed signs of Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius between 12 and 26 degrees of, but between 12 and 26 degrees, Venus is going to be, having her way with those. There's going to be a lot of reflection and, deep reassessing around whatever planets she's actually hitting. Yeah. So that's just a little bit about the, it's just a little bit about Venus, because we're going to be talking a lot about her. I just feel like happy June as well. June is a 4 month numerologically, also the month of turquoise and the liquid crystals. And there's just something really grounding around this month. I mean, friggin' heck, we're already a week into it, but there's just something that feels really anchored. I don't know about you, but for me, and most people, like I said last week, Mars has been a friggin', a wild ride. And June is just feeling a lot more settled and stable and integrative. And I love the four because it's consolidating. The four numerology is balanced, you know, it's a pillar. Four walls, you know, four pillars, you know, we've got four legs on something and everything's stable. So it's creating some stability here. So I'm really, you know, I'm really loving the June vibe already. And this week, you know, besides, you know, a couple of little bits and bobs, I mean, I just wanted to really touch on Venus. I also wanted to touch on the 11th, because the 11th is a bit of a big day. Mercury moves back home to Gemini. So again, hello, like I said, it's all the Gemini stuff going on the Mercury on Mercury day, but Mercury moves back into Gemini on the 11th, which is his home sign, and speeds through and actually moves into Cancer on the 27th of this month. So he's actually really, really quick at the moment. He's getting all of that speed back after his retrograde in Taurus that we've just come out of. And Mercury in Gemini is curious and chatty and talkative, and you know, we're collecting information, and it's a very cerebral time. Welcome to my entire life, darlings. You know, it's the messenger. You know, Mercury is the messenger, and in Gemini, he's at home. You know, he is discerning, he's intelligent, he's at home. So pay attention to the information you're collecting. You know, what are you gathering? What are the tools you're gathering? Yeah. So that's pretty cool. But the day, you know, the 11th as well is quite a big day, because we also have Pluto retrograding back into Capricorn, 29 degrees. So I wanted to actually read that symbol out, because I want you to be very, very familiar with this symbol, because he hits this symbol now, in June, and then he will retrograde back to 27 degrees of Capricorn before he moves forward again. And then he actually shifts back into Aquarius again. He gets to 2 degrees Aquarius. Then he retrogrades again in 2024, my darlings, and he stations at 29 degrees of Capricorn. This anaretic, here's everything I got. It's the end of the end of the end. What is collapsing? What is falling down? You know, it's like, you know, ground zero. It is ground zero. That 29th anaretic degree to start with is the end. It's the precipice. It's the, you know, the end of something, but the just about to be the beginning of something else. And Pluto is really dancing in between this sort of, oh, this very vacillating vortex. You know, nothing's really what it is right now. Pluto's dismantling a whole lot of old worlds and old shit, and he's also welcoming in a whole lot of brand new freaking wild crap that we're seeing everywhere, not just with AI and stuff, but you know, he's bringing in a whole new set of intellectual tools. You know, we're really, you know, shit's going to get weird. And I know I've said that before, but it's going to get weird. But at the moment, we're vacillating. At the moment, we're neither here nor there. So it's a very interesting time. The fact that Pluto doesn't just retrograde once back into Capricorn and then makes his way through Aquarius, but he's going to do it twice. And this 29th degree, this anaretic degree of Capricorn, just continues to get hit. Now, if you've got any planets, sort of those late degrees of cardinal signs, so Cancer, Libra, Aries, or Capricorn, Pluto is still having his way with you, darlings. Okay, there is still great transformation that is going on, great rebirth, great, you know, unshackling. You're still having to walk in the underworld with him for a little bit longer. Okay, so I'm going to read this Chandra symbol of Capricorn, so that we can just, you know, tune into what this paragraph is and what this energy is that we're sort of again going to come back to. And not only does Pluto come back to 29 degrees of Capricorn next year in 2024, but that's where he stations. Like, that's where he actually stations direct. So very interesting. So this is called Blue Morning Glories Growing Up a Tall Trellis, heightened ability to bring the greater self into action, the towering presence of the one who knows, informing each moment. A huge and formidable destiny, dedication to bring all of yourself through into the world, a steadfast, adamant quality of soul, the prenatal resolve to work out all remaining karmas and be free, intensive focus upon soul evolution, purpose, will,
You have something to grow into throughout your life. Ancient ways, unfallen heights, seeing through, staggered by what you have taken on, ripening on the vine, under massive pressure from within. It feels really like the diamond, right? Like the coal turning into the diamond. The path and journey of ascension with the body honored and the world renewed. Awakening and tapping the source for endeavors, projects, and tasks requires top level clearance and the truest endowment of inward faculties to see them through and light up the work, the world. It's, you know, it's work, you know, but there's something so karmic here that we have this ability to sort of break through, you know, the word formidable. That's what Capricorn 29 degrees feels like. It's a formidable force. It's a real breakthrough. So just, you know, sit with those words. They're just, you know, simple sentences where we can tune into the energy of that and know that that, you know, that degree is being really worked over. It's, you know, very karmic. It's a very, very karmic degree as well. So we're getting a big karmic lesson there. So on the 11th, we have Mercury moving into Gemini and Pluto retrograding back to 29 degrees of Capricorn. There's a couple of other things that happened then too, but I also just wanted to quickly mention, if you're feeling, you know, we're in the deacon, the second deacon of Gemini season at the moment, which is the Nine of Wands, and ruled by Mars. So it's been interesting. A lot of people are having quite a lot of physical symptoms. I know personally people are having vertigo and anxiety and headaches and lots of body stuff going on. And because this second deacon of Gemini is ruled by Mars, Mars rules the head. And interesting paradox with the Venus gate that we're actually in the third eye Venus gate. So I really find that interesting with Mars, who rules the head, but also rules the body and our physical energy. And then we're in the third eye of the Venus gate, and there's a lot of physical symptoms that are happening for people. Very interestingly, just before my birthday, even though I was sick on my birthday, for that month or two before, and I do remember probably mentioning this on the potty, I was having a very itchy third eye chakra. And that's because from 41 to 42, I'm moving from throat to third eye. And so for my 42nd birthday, obviously I was friggin' sick as a dog lying in my bed all day. But I haven't had an itchy third eye since. Like, I am not shitting you. So, and in the interim of that, like, you know, we've just moved into the third eye gate for the Venus gate. And again, it's all the mind stuff. It's all the head. And then knowing that we're in this second deacon of Gemini season, which is the Nine of Swords, it's the card, the tarot card, the Tower, and it's ruled by Mars. It's just that interesting fascination. It's so, you know, I love codes. I love the codes of life. You know, I feel like I could write an entire book on all the codes of life. Like, I could write an entire friggin' novel on the synchronicities that have happened in my life. And I mean, you could too. I mean, they're always happening. Like, there is literally no such thing as a coincidence, because a coincidence literally means two things that fit perfectly together. I mean, it's wild, right? I remember when I was an RPM instructor, and because I used to teach at the aerobics at the gym in my 20s, which I loved. Body balance was my baby because I got to do the meditation. And of course, you know, it was just right up my alley. But I did love RPM, which was the bike one. And I also taught pump, just if you wanted to know a little bit about me, darlings. I also taught body pump. So loved it, just a huge passion. I mean, I joined a gym when I was 14 years old. So I mean, being a part of a gym has just sort of been my whole life. So of course, why not get a job there? Because I'm freaking living there anyway. Anyway, I was doing my RPM training, and I got a lift with someone, and I actually had an ingrown toenail, and the guy I got a lift with was a fucking podiatrist. Like, are you for real? Like, I don't even know who he was. We were just both doing RPM training together, and he come to pick me up because I was on the north side and blah blah blah. But never met him before. He's studying podiatry. He was a podiatrist. And I'm just like, you just can't make that shit up. I mean, I know that's very simple, but it's in those moments that I say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, thank you is my mantra. And in the synchronicities and the codes, I mean, I also have Pallas Athena in my ninth house in Gemini. So universal codes and synchronicities are just my way of life. Like, that's how I live. That's how I move in the world. I'm able to decode a lot of things and see things, especially when I'm reading charts and things like that, that a lot of other people that, even astrologers that would never see or pick up on, just because I see these different codings, like it's just a part of my own code. Like it's in my chart to pick up on codes that other people won't pick up on. And Pallas is the asteroid of like high intellectual intelligence, but she also, is a code breaker in my eyes. She really can see, and because the ninth house is that real connection to the universe and higher learnings, and it's a very interesting tool that I've been gifted and that I work with. And so when I, seeing everyone's symptoms being so physical and so around the head, and knowing that we're in the third eye, Venus gate, so of course there's going to be those things, but then checking and going, oh, and isn't it interesting? We've also got Mars being the deacon ruler of where we're at right now, and it also relates to the Nine of Swords. And so it's just so fascinating how all these things just align, and they're so fucking synchronistic, and life is amazing. Like literally, life is amazing. I just get to sit here laying on my bed, talking to you, and just saying, isn't life great? Like when you notice all of these things, it's just like, oh, I am exactly where I'm meant to be. I am exactly where I'm meant to be. All right, darlings, I'm going to love you and leave you with a short, with a little quickie. We all love a little quickie, don't we? Come on, yes, we do. I'm going to leave you with that little quickie. And so ultimately, there's just a couple of like little things that are happening next week when I jump on. I'm going to prep you for the very elusive and disorientating new moon coming up, and telling you why it's not a new moon to manifest, even if all everyone else is telling you to manifest. So really interestingly, yep, that new moon is coming up. I'm going to prep you for that next week. And I just wanted to share a little bit about Venus and how delicious this is. And just tune in, just tune in and say, hey, how are you going? How are you going? Well, that's it. That's it from me. That's all I got today. That is all I got. 32 minutes. I've said about, my quota in words, which I swear, I don't know, what's a woman's quota in words? Like 10,000 or something, or even more. I can't remember, but I know it's like well above a man's quota. And I reckon I've done like literally like 10 people's quotas of words today with, my clients and all the voice notes I've been messaging with all of my girlfriends. So all of the things, all of the things. But I did want to jump in here because I love you all and I love being in your ears. So you have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Enjoy your week ahead, and I will be in touch next week. Mwah. Bye.